BBC News with Marion Marshall. The Russian ambassador to Turkey has been shot dead by an off-duty police officer at an art gallery in Ankara. TV pictures showed the ambassador, Andrei Karlov, making a speech when the gunman, wearing a suit and tie, opened fire from behind him, shouting a message about the Syrian city of Aleppo. Turkish media reports say the gunman has been killed. Russia says it regards the killing of Ambassador Karlov as an act of terrorism. The U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, says America is ready to help investigate the attack. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously approved the deployment of observers in the last rebel-held part of eastern Aleppo. They will monitor the ongoing evacuation of fighters and civilians from the enclave as pro-government forces take control. Saudi Arabia has acknowledged using British-made cluster bombs in the war in Yemen, but says it will stop doing so. The Saudis said the weapons were dropped on legitimate military targets, although they conceded that civilian casualties were caused. Up to now, they've always denied using the bombs. The Cuban government has announced a 2-month trial scheme to allow internet access in private homes for the first time. The project will involve about 2,000 properties in the capital's colonial district, Old Havana. The Nigerian president, Muhammadu Buhari, has ordered the Attorney General to investigate alleged corruption by a number of senior government officials. The president's opponents accuse him of carrying out a politically motivated witch hunt. Leo Marjan, the singer who became a star in France from the 1930s to the 50s, has died aged 104. Leo Marjan said she and a small group of other French singers were responsible for introducing jazz to France. During the Nazi occupation of France during World War II, she was condemned by many for singing in cabarets frequented by German officers. BBC News.